employ to do build outs? How about, you know, everybody else that relies on our family, thousands of people, yeah, all for their own political vendetta? It's insane.
It is insane, and hopefully the courts will take care of it. But I'm shocked that we're now at 6:30 in the morning Pacific time, and the courts have not, the appellate level courts have not weighed in. Don't ask me why. Maybe the fix is in. Maybe we just don't know. We'll talk more about this coming up. Also, why is Marjorie Taylor Greene, why does she want to vacate the chair in the House of Representatives and bring back more chaos and give the Dems any more ammo to use against us in the upcoming elections? I don't understand it. She'll try and explain it in her own words coming up in our next segment. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
One is done and the other moves on. We are talking about UNLV basketball. On Saturday, the Lady Rebels were eliminated from the NC2A tournament, falling to Creighton 87-73. The Running Rebels are still in the NIT, taking out Boston College 79-70 last night at the Thomas and Mack. UNLV will head back to New Jersey this week, where they'll take on top-seeded Seton Hall. 4 o'clock tip-off on Wednesday. The Golden Knights are picking up points at a crucial time of the season. After Saturday night's 4-2 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets, BGK has just 12 games left on their regular season schedule. They hold a 4-point lead over the Blues for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, and that's who they play tonight. 5 o'clock faceoff in St. Louis.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO. 702-901-6666.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Easily having more troubles off the freeways than on. In fact, no accidents are being reported on the highways at this time. Got a new one, though, in the southeast intersection of Windmill and Eastern. Still working a pretty serious-looking one in the northwest at Rancho and Smoke Ranch Road. Got lanes blocked there at Rancho and Smoke Ranch. And also a new one here near the strip on Twain eastbound under I-15. Those cool temperatures going to hang around at least one more day. We're going to be in the upper 60s again with winds gusting up around 25 miles per hour. 46 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Marjorie Taylor Greene, late last week, said she was filing for vacating the chair, essentially going back through the Kevin McCarthy thing all over again, this time with Mike Johnson as the Speaker of the House. Why did she do this? This is only going to give Democrats more fodder that we are filled with chaos in the Republican Party and that we're incapable of governing and that it's all on us. This was Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday, why she wants to vacate the chair. She was on with Maria Bartiromo. This is cut number three. Go.
Well, we know that you are holding on to the majority by a hair, and here you are raising now perhaps a wrecking ball. People are attacking you for this within your own party. Can you explain this move?
Yes, absolutely, Maria. Just as you heard Eric Trump talk about his father, Donald Trump, who will never back down from the attacks from Democrats. Republican voters all over the country expect the exact same thing from Republicans in the House of Representatives, where we hold on to a razor-thin majority. But yet this week, Speaker Johnson, who has barely been a speaker for 6 months, led us to a complete catastrophe. He passed a giant omnibus bill, the second part of it, this week on Friday, after breaking the 72-hour rule, only giving Republicans a day to read 1,012 pages and not allowing us to pass amendments to make any changes to this bill, which Chuck Schumer had stuff full of Democrat wish lists and kept the Biden catastrophe border policies going. This comes after the tragic death of Lake and Riley. This comes after Americans have been watching on loop the videos showing military-aged men, illegal aliens, rushing the Texas border, running over Texas National Guard and Border Patrol. Americans are sick and tired of failure in the House of Representatives. We are barely hanging on to our republic, a nation in debt with over $34 trillion in debt. And we cannot have a Republican Speaker of the House that is willing to do the bidding of Chuck Schumer, handing over the gavel to him and letting him pass the Schumer House bill on the floor and not allowing any of us Republicans to do our jobs.
Well, why is it that you are having such trouble securing the border? Go through some of the things in this bill that relate to border security and the things in this bill that you find are inappropriate.
There's nothing in this bill that secures the border. This bill that Johnson passed does everything to keep the Biden administration's horrible, horrible border invasion, the deadly daily invasion going every single day. The House Republicans have passed incredible border security bills like H.R. 2 and the Lake and Riley Act. Speaker Johnson's one chance, his one chance to truly secure the border is with the power of the purse, and that's in these funding bills. If Speaker Johnson really wanted to secure the border like he promised all of us he would and promised the American people, then he would have told Chuck Schumer, we will not pass any government funding bills until our border and funding bills have the H.R. 2 in it or the Lake and Riley Act, or at least some measures within them. but he didn't. He completely failed in that.
Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday on Fox News Channel and Sunday Morning Futures. The question, though, has got to be asked, what will she accomplish with vacating the chair other than more chaos being heaped onto the Republican Party? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Monday morning, getting the week off on the right foot. Thank you so much right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric, Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on After Close the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to After Close the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local for a Monday, March 25th. Good to have you with us. My name is Kevin Wall. I'll be with you till 9 o'clock. Always good to visit with you. And, of course, our phone line's always available to you at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. How unfair is this, what we are going through today? We are calling it Judgment Day. This is the day that Donald J. Trump's got to come up with $464 million, $500 million, to satisfy a judgment from Letitia James and that crazy judge in New York. This is grossly unfair. Yesterday, Eric Trump, son of Donald J. Trump, was on Sunday Morning Futures on the prospects of raising $500 million. Here it is.
I'm trying to understand how this number came about, $454 million or $464 million, and the real number is. How did they come up with this number?
You know what? It was a crooked number. There are no victims. There is no number.
Right.
The number should be zero. My father's run a great company. I run a great company. We've never had a default. We've never missed a payment. We've never been in a breach of covenant. Every single one of our lenders came out, and he goes out, and the judge comes out and says, you know, I want to take disgorgement. I want to go back, and I want to take interest rates that you paid on mortgages and put it up to 10, 11, 12% and go back 20 years. And we already won this in the appellate court. The appellate court already said that there's a statute of limitation, that 99% of what he put in there is thrown out. But, Maria, this isn't about this. This is lawfare. They want to hurt my father, who is winning the presidential race right now. He's beating Biden in every single poll, in every single swing state. He came out and said he wants to put hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money into his campaign.
Right.
And how do they deprive him of that? They have that judge that you have on the screen right there come up with an astronomical number, give you zero time to post a bond that's not even commercially available in the United States. No one's ever seen a bond this size. Every single person, when I came to them saying, hey, can I get a $500 million bond? Maria, they were laughing. They were laughing.
Yeah.
Top executives of the largest surety companies had never seen anything of this size. And what, they're going to start seizing assets? If he can't put up something that's not available in the United States?
You said there were no victims. No one lost any money. You've paid everything back in plenty of time. So have you heard from the business community in New York? Are you disappointed that you're not hearing more outrage from others? I mean, I've certainly heard from Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank. He says he's questioning whether or not he'll ever do business in New York again because of this.
Sure. And by the way, and Joe Rogan's talking about it every single day, and everybody else is talking about it. The entire Florida real estate community is laughing. The judge said that Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million. $18 million. You can't buy anything on the island of Palm Beach for $18 million, let alone by far the largest house. A house that's probably worth $1 billion. I mean, Maria, this is the entire Florida real estate community is laughing at this. The entire real estate community in general is petrified of New York. You know how much business New York State is losing because of this? Because they see this radical, and you even have the governor, Kathy Hochul, comes out and say, you know, we're going to do this to Trump, but we're not going to do it to any of you. Don't worry about it. We'll do it to him, but we won't do it to any of you. Mm-hmm. Maria, they're trying to deprive him of his cash. They want to bankrupt him. They want to hurt him so badly, and it's going to backfire because he's going to win this in November, and everybody in this country universally knows exactly what these people are doing.
Eric Trump yesterday with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News Channel, and I'll just tell you what is going on right now is reprehensible. It's horrible. You know, the big question is what happens later today if he does not come up with $464 million. What happens then? Do they begin padlocking places like Trump Tower? Do they take over the golf courses? I'm just saying there are all these scenarios that are out there, and nobody seems to know. A guy that we've had on this show many, many times over the years, Corey Lewandowski, he was the campaign manager for Trump in 2016. He was on Newsmax over the weekend as saying it will be very, very tough for Letitia James to actually padlock Trump real estate. It's just going to be hard to do. This is Cut 6, Corey Lewandowski on Newsmax.
You know, that's what most people don't realize. There is no mortgage on Mar-a-Lago. There is no mortgage on some of these because Donald Trump has grown a massive portfolio and built a multi-billion-dollar corporation. Now, yes, Trump Tower and some of the other commercial properties have multiple tenants in it. So what is Lydia? Is the attorney general going to come in and now be the landlord? Is she going to go and lock these doors and kick all these tenants out? Look, the banks have an interest in some of these properties, not all of them. But more than that, there is a process to go through. And if she wants to put a lien on these properties because Donald Trump potentially doesn't come up with this outrageously ridiculous bond, by the way, of all of the companies that Donald Trump has approached about helping with this bond, they say it's not even available in the United States of America. Not one major institution has ever heard of a bond to the tune of almost $500 million. So what we see is the political prosecution of Donald Trump for a crime which he has never been convicted of. Every time Donald Trump is prosecuted by this crooked, broken justice system, either at the federal or state level, his poll numbers go up, the American people are with him more, and that is what scares the Biden administration and the mainstream media to death. They know that Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States.
Indeed. Corey Lewandowski on the Newsmax. And I'll just tell you, everything I have seen, all of the polls that I have seen just in the last 2 weeks, indicate that Donald J. Trump is going to win. Now, a lot can happen between now and the Democrat convention. You know, will we end up with Kamala Harris as a presidential stand-in? Don't know. But I will tell you this, it is darn scary to think of the Democrats rolling out Michelle Obama or Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom or anybody like that. That is going to be very, very difficult to stomach as you watch the Democrats cling to power. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
Jennifer Say, who walked away from the head job at Levi Strauss because she was so upset at the COVID response, she's founded her own company now. Awesome story. We'll break it all down with her.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584. 7584 right now. On this Monday, we begin Holy Week in the Roman Christian and Protestant religions, and that leads up to Easter next Sunday. This used to be a very big deal, Holy Week. I remember when I was a kid in Catholic school, we had all kinds of pageants and visiting churches, all of that. That's gone. That's vanished. And the decline of religion in America is fairly stunning. So what has happened is a lack of discipline, because in order to practice your faith, you need to be disciplined because there are rules. And a lot of people these days don't want any rules, and that is passed down from family to family. My whole family for hundreds of years, coming from Ireland, were Irish Catholics. Now, there's another reason. The clerics, generally speaking, in America, in all religions, are boring. They don't relate to the folks. They don't apply the theology to modern life. I go to church every Sunday. I'm telling you, I sit there sometimes and go, what the deuce is going on with the sermon? The final thing is that people believe what they want to believe, and that goes for the converse. So if you don't want to believe in God, you're not going to believe in God. He could come down and buy you a car, and you still probably wouldn't believe him. Now this. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The last word this hour goes to Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas. His reaction to the ISIS attack in Moscow. This is cut number five. Go.
You've served in uniform in Afghanistan. How worried are you about conditions there on the ground that ISIS-K has been able to rebound to this strength?
Well, I'm quite worried, Shannon, as you saw what ISIS from Afghanistan was able to do in Moscow a couple days ago. This is the unfortunate echo of President Biden's chaotic and disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. It's the same group that killed 13 Americans. Just a few days ago at the Armed Services Committee, I asked our commanding general in the Middle East about ISIS's capacity to project attacks from Afghanistan. He said that in as little as 6 months, and it turned out to be closer to 6 days, that ISIS from Afghanistan, with little or no warning, could attack Western interests across Asia and Europe. And that's exactly what we've seen happen. It's deeply regrettable that innocent civilians, women, and children were killed in Moscow, but the next attacks could be against an American embassy in Asia or in Europe, or against, say, students traveling to Europe on a school trip for spring break. Again, this is a very dangerous echo of President Biden's failed withdrawal from Afghanistan.
So U.S. intelligence had issued warnings publicly and privately about this group and a potential attack in Russia. You sit on Senate intelligence. How worried are you about an attack like that on our soil?
Well, I am very worried about it. And again, you don't even have to sit on the intelligence committee and have classified intelligence. You can just listen to what the commanding general of our force in the Middle East said, that in as little as 6 months, you could have an attack like this. And again, it turned out to be 6 days. He said it might be a little bit longer to project that kind of attack against the American homeland or the Western hemisphere. But again, we have millions of Americans who live or travel abroad throughout Europe and Asia, embassies, businesses there. So I'm deeply worried that ISIS from Afghanistan will end up targeting Americans sooner rather than later. So what's happened in Moscow, obviously, is very, very sad for the people there. But we have a duty to protect the American people wherever they are, here in America or around the world. And right now, I worry that they're at grave risk.
Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, and a guy that's plugged in, he fears that we are going to be attacked again. Coming up, Victor Jakes talks about the EPA and the ERA. We'll tell you what that's all about. It's all coming up. My name is Kevin Wall, the program live and local on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and